Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus. We would like to continue our message, which we began on the three good cheers of Jesus. We have made mention of the fact from Matthew chapter 9 and verse 2. The Lord Jesus Christ said to a man what he desires to say and longs to say to every man, woman, boy, and girl. Listen to his words. Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. The good cheer of his pardon. What a joy and what a privilege. And what great blessing when a sinner comes, as a sinner can, to the Lord Jesus Christ for all of his and her sins to be forgiven. The good cheer of his pardon. Only Christ can forgive your sins, my beloved friend. And this he came to the earth to do. This today he desires to do, if never it has been done in your soul before. We have emphasized the blessed fact from 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Let me repeat again. When God forgives sins, he takes them away. To be forgiven means to have those sins removed, released, to have them no longer upon the conscience, no longer the burden of the soul. They're gone. As the little old hymn says, gone, gone, gone. Yes, my sins are gone. And what a joy when you and I can find and know that our sins are forgiven. The good cheer of his pardon. But today may I bring before your heart and instruct your mind with blessing to consider with you, what does God do when he forgives sins? Now let me point out from the scriptures of truth, the word of God. Listen to the words that we find in Psalm 103 and verse 12, where God says, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his mercy to them that fear him. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. And as far as the east is removed from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Let me repeat the word again. Just the one verse. Psalm 103 and verse 12. As far as the east is removed from the west, so far hath he removed, taken away our sins from us. Now just where does the east and where does the west meet? You go around the circumference of the globe, travel around the equator, running east, going east and west. Where do they meet? There is no meeting line. You come back where you started when you travel in that manner around the globe. And may I put the thought before you, the precious truth. When God forgives sins, he puts them out of reach. They can never be reached again. As far as the east is removed from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Now may I repeat the truth again? When God forgives sins, he puts them out of reach. My beloved, if never your sins have been forgiven, would you not like to have them forgiven? To have God say to you, as we have quoted our text from Matthew 9:2, son or daughter, as the case may be, thy sins be forgiven thee. They are removed. I've put them out of reach. Now let me repeat again. 'Tis only God who can forgive sins. But let me repeat with gladness. When he does so, he puts them out of reach. May I quote another text taken from the prophecy of Micah chapter 7 and verse 19, where we read that in the coming day God says to his people Israel, I will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Let me repeat it. I will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. For when God forgives sins, He not only puts them out of reach, He puts them out of sight. I will cast them into the depths of the sea. My beloved, you well know, and so do I, that some of the waters of the sea have never been fully fathomed. I remember reading following World War II that a flotilla of American battleships coming over the Pacific, they noted by the echo sounder a most amazing depth of water that they were traveling over. They charted it. They marked it out. Following the war, there was an expedition going back to that same place to measure the depth of the water. And they measured it and found that it was anywhere from 4 to 5 miles deep from the surface of the water to the bed of the ocean down below. It was estimated it would take, if you cast a penny in the water, it would take that penny 48 hours, 2 days, to reach the bottom of the ocean floor. My beloved, I'm not going down for that penny or anything else that deep. My, when God forgives sins, He puts them out of sight. I think of a dear old saint when she was reading a geography book and finding in that geography book that the sea was so many miles deep, and in some places they knew not how deep it was. She thought of her Bible, that dear old saint, and she said, "Praise the Lord!" And when she shouted, "Praise the Lord!" the members of her family wondered what was the matter and said, "Granny, what in the world did you shout for like that, to praise the Lord, looking in the geography book?" She says, "Listen, my Bible tells me that God's put my sins down in the depths of the ocean, down in the bottom of the sea. And I read in this geography book, the sea is 4 to 5 miles deep in many places, and some places they know not how deep it is. Praise the Lord, my sins, nobody will be able to get them up." And that was good thinking. My beloved, let me please state again, when God forgives sins, He puts them out of reach, and He puts them out of sight. May I ask, figuratively, spiritually, are your sins out of reach? Have they been placed in the bottom of the sea, out of sight? But let me give you another text, quoted from Jeremiah 31, verse 34. Requoted in the New Testament in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, and verse 17. Listen to these words. "Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." Let me quote it again. "Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." For when God forgives sins, He not only puts them out of reach and places them out of sight, but even out of mind, to be forgotten. For when God forgives sins, those sins that are forgiven, they are forgotten, out of His mind. My beloved, never again to be brought before you. Never again to be brought up by Him. Let me again quote the text that we have rendered from 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. "The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin." From all sin. Not some of it, but all of it. My beloved, let me please state, I hope you understand what I'm about to say. It's a long time since I found Jesus as my Savior. To be exact, over 74 years. But that night as a young man, I knelt before the Savior as a poor guilty sinner, conscious I was on my way to hell, burdened about my sins that needed to be forgiven, and I received Christ as my Savior. I believed that He died for me. I told Him so, and thus I asked for His forgiveness, which He was already extending. And I received it that night. Now, my beloved friend, How many sins did he forgive? Only those which I had already done? My beloved friend, let me state, all the sins of my life, past, present, or future, as the case may be. Now, it doesn't mean I should go on sinning. God forbid, as a Christian, sin should be very rare and an exception in one's life. But I have to confess, since my conversion in 1914 to this day, surely there may have been many more sins than what I committed before 1914. But that one night, all my sins were forgiven. My beloved, think it through. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now, does not that bring us to the point that our text in Matthew 9:2 declares the good cheer of His pardon, when He said to the man, "Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee." My beloved, you'll never be a happier person than if tonight, today, as the case may be, you will put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And as a poor, guilty, hell-deserving sinner, you make Him your Savior now and have your sins forgiven. Isn't that good news? Does it not bring before your heart and mind the good cheer of His pardon? It will make you happy for time and for all eternity. Oh, may God by His Spirit bring you the good cheer of His pardon, that you may know it today, if never you have known it before. God willing, in our next message, we'll consider the good cheer of His power from another text. But oh, the three good cheers of Jesus, the good cheer of His pardon, the good cheer of His power, and then we shall consider the good cheer of His presence. But may the good cheer of His pardon be yours today, I pray, my radio friend. Amen. Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, use the message to bring some dear sinner to have his or her sins forgiven now by the Lord Jesus, washed in His precious blood. For His name's sake we pray, and for His glory and their good and blessing. Amen.